Please be seated. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joe Tully. I'm the director of Unification Church in New York. I'd like to extend our warmest welcome to you tonight. We're so very happy that all of you could be with us here at the Waldorf Astoria. As you all know, this is the inaugural dinner for the 1974 Day of Hope Tour, beginning here in New York City at Madison Square Garden tomorrow evening. Before we begin our dinner, I'd like to introduce to you all the members of our distinguished guests at the head table here. I'll begin on the far left here. The Reverend Monsignor Scanlon. Mr. Young Wee Kim, who is the president of the Unification Church of Korea. And a well-known author, Mrs. Jean Dixon. Next, Mr. Bo-hee Park, translator and aide to Reverend Moon. And it gives me very great pleasure next to introduce Mrs. Sun Myung Moon. And on my right here, Mr. Neil Albert Salonen, the president of the Unification Church in America. And especially as our guest of honor this evening, the Reverend Sun Myung Moon. Next, Mrs. Won Pok Che, who is a translator and aide to Reverend Moon and president of the Women's Association of the Unification Church. Next, Mr. Osami Kuboki, the president of the Unification Church in Japan. Reverend Paul Werner, president of the Unification Church in Germany. Reverend Rainer Vincennes, president of the Unification Church in France. And finally, Reverend Martin Porter, president of the Unification Church of Italy. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we begin our dinner, finally, I'd like to ask the Monsignor Scanlon to come forward and offer the invocation.
Almighty Father, we, your people, assemble here before you to reach out to each other in charity and in this sharing of food. May everything spoken by our lips this night be the truth deeply written in our hearts. Bless our intentions, O Lord. Guide our thoughts so that we may not humanly falter by reason of our deficiencies, nor falter by reason of our fear or hesitancy in following the call of your Spirit. We seek to be one in your name. We know of no other way to unification. May prejudice not halt us, nor pride in our abilities cause us to flounder. May our only thoughts be those of service to each other, the object of our search, the alleviation of pain, the eradication of poverty, the sharing of our wealth and talents. And finally, may the goal of all our efforts be peace on earth and the attainment of the brotherhood of man. We ask these favors of you, O Lord, as we gather here to eat of the fruits of your goodness through Christ, who is our brother, who is our Lord, who is our Redeemer, who now lives and rules with you in the kingdom of your glory. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, our warmest welcome. Please enjoy your dinner. Further introduction, then, I'd like to introduce to you the New Hope Singers International.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome from the New Hope Singers International. The first number that you heard this evening was the Gloria from the Mass in G by Franz Schubert. The Unification Church members that make up this company are from 12 different nations. They're not just working as a choir, but more to really serve the purpose of God and of Christ. I guess you might call them, in a sense, a miniature UN. Now I'd like to introduce a man who is, I guess, our Secretary General of our little UN, our director, Mr. Randolph Remmel. The accompanist is his wife, the lovely Mrs. Linda Remmel. And now, here's another exciting number from the New Hope Singers International, an old favorite spiritual, Ezekiel Saw the Wheel.
Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air.
Introducing to you the Korean Folk Ballet. 18 beautiful young ladies have come 8,000 miles just to perform for you tonight. Let them show you a vision of heaven on earth as they express their love for God and man through joyful dance. The first number tonight will be the fan dance. The fan is a symbol of Oriental delicacy and exquisiteness, and played an important role in the traditional Korean way of life. Opening and closing of the fan expresses joy and excitement. The dancers convey this by their simple and beautiful symmetrical movements. Ladies and gentlemen, Puchechum, the fan dance.
Thank you.
The singers, as we said earlier, are from everywhere around the world. Their music is too, of course, and they feature several smaller ensembles in different styles. This evening, tonight, is one of them, the Belle Dames, singing something completely charming and completely French.
Nous avons le plaisir d'interpréter pour vous une chanson française aux frais de ma blonde. The song we are about to sing is about my father's garden. In my father's garden, there are many birds.
Dans les jardins montés, les lilas sont fleuris.
Dans les jardins montés,
les lilas sont fleuris.
Tous les oiseaux du monde viennent s'y faire une nuit.
Oh, frère ma blonde, qu'il fait bon.
Enferme la langue qu'il fait bon palais,
la caille la toute belle,
et la jolie poudrie,
la caille la toute belle,
et la jolie poudrie,
ma jolie son homme qui chante de la nuit.
Enferme la langue
qu'il fait bon, fait bon, fait bon,
enferme la langue qu'il fait bon palais,
qui chante pour les filles,
qui n'ont pas de mari.
Qui n'ont pas de mari,
pour moi ne chante guère,
car j'en ai un joli.
Oh, frère ma blonde,
c'est bon, c'est bon, c'est bon.
Oh, frère ma blonde,
il fait bon palais.
Que donnerait mon père
pour avoir votre ami?
Que donnerait mon père
pour avoir votre ami?
Je donnerais Versailles,
Paris et Saint-Denis.
Oh, frère ma blonde,
c'est bon, c'est bon, c'est bon.
For our next number tonight, each of the six dancers had a set, each of our eight dancers had a set of six drums, and as they beat on the drums, it depicts the inner conflicts of a monk who has allowed himself to stray from the lofty principles of Buddha. Symbolically, this dance characterizes the eternal struggle of man between the world of the flesh and the world of spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, Phuc Chum, or the penitent monk.
Thank you. What you just saw is the result of months and months of very arduous training, which only resulted from their very deep dedication and their very great desire to take this kind of a spirit of dedication and training around the United States and around the world. We have a number of other dignitaries here with us tonight, far too many to mention all of them, and far too many to have caught all of the names as they came in the door. But I would like to mention in particular at this time, before we come to the most important part of our program, a few of the people who are in attendance with us this evening. We have with us the ambassador to the United Nations from Vietnam, Mr. Phan Huy Thi, the ambassador to the United Nations of Rwanda, Mr. Kalite Habamenshi, the deputy ambassador to the United Nations of Cyprus, Mr. A.J. Jakovides. We have a number of council generals and acting council generals. From Sierra Leone, Mr. Quis Jasabe. From the Philippines, H.A. Rahin. And from Peru, Ms. Leticia Paez. There are many, I'm sure, which we are not able to enter tonight. There are over 1,600 people in attendance tonight. I also would like at this time to introduce Congressman Norman Lent. He's the congressman from the 4th District on Long Island. I would like to greet all of these dignitaries and ask you to join with me in welcoming. Thank you very much. And now, at this time, I would like to introduce to you, once again, Mr. Neil Albert Salonen. He's the president of the Unification Church of America. And I'd only like to say that I've seen, as long as I have known him, a very great and tremendous dedication in his work. He's worked these last 3 years in particular with the Reverend Sun Myung Moon on these Day of Hope tours in arranging the programs of the Unification Church throughout America and the training that has gone on for international members brought here to the United States by the Unification Church. He's been with the Unification Church for the last 7 years, and I'd like you to join with me in welcoming him, Mr. Salonen.
Thank you very much. I have the great privilege of continuing the program by introducing our guest of honor. Before we do that, I'd like to ask one question. Did you all enjoy your dinner? Those people who are directing the Korean Folk Ballet and the New Hope Singers asked me to assure you that you've seen nothing yet. The finale, which is coming toward the end of the program, will outdo anything you saw on the stage thus far. All of you, I think, have seen posters throughout the city in the last couple of weeks, and you've probably spoken with a number of our members. Is that so? So I'm sure that you must be asking, what's different about Reverend Moon? Many of you have told me that you were not only impressed by the external aspects of the campaign, but far more impressed by the tremendous vitality of the members of the church as you met them. Their seemingly boundless enthusiasm. What is it that keeps these young people so inspired? There are many charismatic religious leaders speaking to young people today. What's different about what Reverend Moon is saying? I'm sure all of you have seen a lot of young people dressed in strange Eastern cult clothes and espousing ideals that are even difficult to comprehend at times. These groups usually avoid the fundamental problems of our society, seeking rather to provide an escape. The guru Maharaji teaches that the muggings in Central Park, for example, are just an illusion. Moses, David, and the children of God teach that America is doomed beyond any hope of salvation. In contrast, young people who think deeply about their relationship, of their ideals and the world situation, and who want to be responsible to solve the world's problems, they have been responding in large numbers to the message of Reverend Sun Myung-moon. You'll find that they're not dropouts from society. If you talk with some of them, they're young people who have capabilities to be successful in many other endeavors as well. Unlike so many other young Americans, they're speaking out for patriotic ideals and for their religious convictions. Jesus said you could know the tree by its fruit. This fruit, these dedicated, inspired young people, are one important clue that the message of Reverend Moon is indeed something very different. The standard of living in America has now reached an unparalleled height, and the life expectancy in this country is more than 70 years. Yet in 1972, more than 25,000 people in the United States committed suicide. Over 390,000 were admitted to mental institutions. For every 5 marriages, there were 2 divorces. There was an increase in forcible rape of 4.5%, and murder increased 14%. What this shows is that while material conditions have improved to an unprecedented degree, somehow man is still internally not satisfied. There's still a basic hunger or longing within himself, internally or spiritually, which is crying out to be nourished. God needs a channel through whom he can speak to 20th century man in a way that he can respond, in a way that transcends the barrier of race or dogma. The world has been so divided, and yet if there's one God, it's obvious he must desire that there be one world to respond to him. The basic tenet of the Unification Church is contained in our name. We don't desire to form just another denomination or another church, but rather to catalyze a movement within Christianity to bring people together to work for the common solution to their common problems. In Psalm 133, it begins, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity." Only by achieving unity can we grapple with some of our seemingly insurmountable social problems. Of course, our members spend a great deal of time in prayer and in studying the Bible, but in addition, we seek to implement our ideals through important projects. Reverend Moon has founded a number of projects throughout the world, just a few of which I'd like to mention to you. In order to promote work between the members of the Unification Church with other churches for a common evangelistic ideals, he's founded the International One World Crusade. This takes young men and women of many different backgrounds, brings them together, and they cry out to Americans to sit up and realize that this nation was founded basically on spiritual ideals. And it's the extent to which we've gotten away from those ideals that our society has lost its vigor and its vitality. Therefore, we cry out in an ecumenical approach. The International One World Crusade teams, as they visit city to city throughout America, have attracted great support from a number of different ministers and other civic leaders as well. Very often we hold interfaith church services, or we work against drugs in the community. We do a number of projects which make the ideals of God a reality in the lives of our young people. We're very proud of the work of the International One World Crusade. Recently, we formed the Sun Myung-moon Christian Crusade, which tries to reach young people through the medium of song and dance. In Washington, D.C., we have the D.C. Striders. It's a track team which takes young men, primarily black young men, those that might otherwise not have a chance to gain admission to a school of higher education. Maybe they didn't have the motivation early in their high school career to put together the necessary set of academic credentials. But by giving them a new belief in themselves, and by matching them with the tremendous amounts of athletic scholarships available, we've placed hundreds of these young men in universities throughout America. We're currently administering over $2.5 million worth of scholarships. We're very proud again of the work of the D.C. Striders. In 1969, in response to the growing radicalism on campuses, Reverend Moon founded the Freedom Leadership Foundation. It's an organization which is not just going to work against communism and against all other Marxist derivatives, but one which will promote the standards of leadership which are necessary to advance the cause of freedom. FLF has a positive image wherever it's worked. Its biweekly newspaper, The Rising Tide, recently received awards from the Freedoms Foundation, as well as from the Hungarian Freedom Fighters Association. Again, we're proud of the work of FLF, and if you'd like to pick up some literature on the way out, please stop by a table where it will be available. The International Cultural Foundation promotes exchanges between students of different countries. This summer, we had a number of different nations represented at our International Training Center in Barrytown, New York. In Seoul, Korea, Reverend Moon founded the World Professors Academy for Peace, bringing together some of the best minds to the question of peace, but not a peace which fails to recognize the realities of the world situation. One which clearly understands that peace is a spiritual condition. It begins in man's relationship with God, and on that basis can be extended around the globe. When we began this crusade, we received many telegrams of support and encouragement from so many civic and national leaders this year as we have in the past. I'd like to share with you just a few of them as an indication of the kind of note this work has received. The first says, I'm delighted to add my voice to the congratulations of your many friends and admirers on the occasion of your third international speaking tour. Your outstanding contributions to religion, science, and international understanding, and particularly your great work among young people, bring not just a day of hope, but a lifetime of hope for all those who are fortunate enough to come in contact with you. My best wishes for your continued success. Signed, Donald R. Maines, the borough president from the borough of Queens. Number of other examples. The National Society of the Sons of the American Revolution warmly congratulate you for your successful efforts in fostering the restoration of patriotism and religion in today's America. Never before in the United States have we so needed faith in the Almighty and love of our country. May God grant you many more years in your noble and glorious work. Dr. Warren S. Woodward, Executive Director of the Sons of the American Revolution. On the occasion of the banquet in your honor at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel on September 17th, preceding the opening of your Third Day of Hope tour at New York's Madison Square Garden on September 18th, I send you my warmest greetings. Your energetic crusade throughout the United States in behalf of the cause of a free Asia has called the attention of innumerable Americans to the utmost importance of combating communism. So that freedom and justice might eventually prevail in many communist-controlled areas in Asia, a free Asia assisted and encouraged by the United States as the leader of the free world will undoubtedly work to your mutual benefit. I earnestly pray that your notable efforts may be crowned with success. Signed, Ambassador James C.H. Shen from the Republic of China. And one final one, if I may. Congratulations to Reverend Sun Myung Moon and to all of those involved in the Day of Hope speaking tour. Thank you for the inspiration your movement has brought to America, particularly for the work being done with our young people. I'm convinced that our nation must return to the basic moral and spiritual foundation upon which this country was built. I very much regret that I could not be with you tonight at your banquet. I had hoped to be able to join you, but I send you my warm best wishes. Congressman Charles Sandman, Member of Congress from New Jersey. And we've received a number of other telegrams as well from throughout the country and from friends of the Unification Church throughout the world. This evening, it's my very great privilege and honor to ask you to join with me in welcoming the man who is our guest of honor, the man who has founded and inspired and continues to guide all of these great projects which have done so much throughout many states in America and many countries throughout the world. Will you join me, please, in giving a very warm welcome to the founder of the Unification Church International, the Reverend Sun Myung Moon.
I need in topic.
Ah, 이전에 이와 같이 모여주신 신사 숙녀 여러분 앞에 진심으로 감사를 드립니다.
Distinguished guests, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to be here tonight. I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for your coming tonight.
아, 우리들은 맛있게 먹고 이렇게 퍼고 듣고 하는데 저 음악을 해주고 혹은 예, 포크 댄스를 해준 그 여러분 앞에 우리가 하는 박수로서 찬양을 해주면 좋겠습니다.
While we are enjoying very delicious dinner, the team of orchestra, very outstanding one, entertained us very beautifully. So this time, may I invite you to join with me to giving all those gentlemen upstairs the great big applause.
Thank you very much. Pollen은 여러분을 위해 리셉션 라인에서 일일이 인사를 드리고 고맙다고 해야 할 텐데 그 세모단 것을 죄송하게 생각합니다.
First of all, I wanted to meet each one of you on the way of coming into this grand auditorium. However, because of time fact, I could not do so. I deeply apologize for that.
시간이 많이 가기 때문에 여러분은 이해할 줄 알고 있습니다.
I hope I beg your generous understanding.
전부 다 못했기 때문에 하나 대표로 남자 한 분, 여자 한 분 오늘 리셉션 라인에서 인사한 대신 한 분씩 나와서 악수 한 분 드립니다.
Since it is impossible to shake hand with each one of you, I'd like to ask one gentleman, honored guest, and one lady, and I would like to shake hand with them, representative of all the great people came into this auditorium.
Thank you very much. 여러분들이 한 수주일간 이 소요한 뉴욕 도시에 있어서 그렇다나도 복잡하고 소요스러운 이 도시인데도 불구하고 난데없는 각부에서 모여든 젊은 청년들이 수십일 동안 왁작치료하고 거기에 반해서 혹은 테레비 혹은